Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everyone. I am Father God Darren Karp here with Mother God, who, John Thrasher,
Who what?
who is
Who
gonna,
what?
I was gonna say, I was gonna see in about 8, 10 days or
Oh,
whatever
yeah,
that
that's
is.
true. Yeah.
But
Oh.
now you reminded me with that little
Oh.
attitude,
That you don't like me, actually.
that guys, John wants to take this episode as we're doing something new. I use air quotes right now in the video.
We are
But
doing something new,
John,
technically.
let's say
Yeah.
you spin it your way,
Sure.
and then
Okay.
I'll be
Well,
like the community notes on Twitter, like
sure.
correcting you in
Oh
real
my
time.
God. Not community notes.
Guys.
Yeah, guys, we're doing something new this week. It's a fun new format where Darren watches a documentary and I don't. And
Truth. Okay. So far, you've got the
I chime along with my true crime expertise. What more? I mean, what a
truth.
beautiful new way to approach the show. No,
Guys,
go
much
ahead with
like life,
community notes.
this is not the only false statement there was this is nothing new. It's usually me watching things, doing things, and you just
Yes.
asking me questions about the things that I do. So
Well,
that's not
that's
the new
true too.
format.
Yeah, that's true.
But to be fair, yes, I actually think like you can, I mean, this trial was like people knew about this trial even before the documentary aired. So it's, I
Yeah,
don't
that's
know how
true.
much new information
Yeah,
people
fair.
genuinely got who didn't know it before. I just didn't know the case before.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely want to give like a little bit of an overview for those who don't know it. But John, I do expect you
Well, I
to
should.
watch it and then give thoughts.
Yes, I will. And for the listeners at home, full disclosure, we totally planned for this week's episode for it to be the Karen Reed documentary, which we're going to talk about. And I will admit, Darren, I'm the type of person when I've done something wrong, I've made a mistake, I bury it first for a little while in denial, and
Sure.
then I confess to what actually happened and take responsibility. And I just, guys, frankly, forgot to
Didn't
watch it.
care.
Yeah, no, yeah. But when Darren said it was a five-part series, I think my
I
brain just
originally
blacked
said
it out, you
four,
know?
and then after we were
Yeah.
recorded, I said four, and then I realized when I went back, I was like, because I had only watched two, I was like, oh shit, there's
Oops.
five parts. Let me
Yeah.
text him now.
But to be fair, yes, and thank you for doing that. But to be fair, I thought, and all honesty, I think it would be cool to kind of try this out. Like, I don't know a
No, I
lot
think
of the
it's going to be real.
details.
I think
Yeah.
it's going to be interesting.
Let's, yeah.
Before we record, can we just check before we record? We're in the middle of
Sure.
recording. Let me just look outside for one moment to make sure nothing nefarious is happening. Hold on one
With your
second.
dog. Okay, take your time. I'll vamp. Now, Darren is a new dog owner, guys. Snoopy, is a
Okay, you're
loving.
wrong because she's not my dog. One, incorrect. She's my
What?
daughter. She's my
Oh,
daughter. And
fair.
two, she's fine. She's sitting over there.
Okay, were
Okay.
you afraid like a vulture like took her
I
away
leave
or?
the terrace door open for her to
Okay.
go out and she can pee if she wants out there. We have like turf out there for her to pee. So I
Okay.
left it out there and like it's only open a little bit because of I didn't want to get like too much like we're near a
Yeah.
street. I didn't want to get too much like background noise. But then
Right.
I couldn't see her. And even though
Gotcha.
like the terrace is very safe, I'm like that new parent that's
Yeah, I
like,
was gonna
but what if
say.
she jumps over the thing?
Oh
You know,
my
I'm like, I just
What
so
if a vulture picks her up? I've seen videos,
listen,
TikTok.
there's coyotes on my
In the middle of Marina
fourth
Del Rey,
story.
yeah, in
Yeah,
fourth
fourth
floor.
story. Like they fly in, guys. They drone in.
They fly in.
That's what's happening
All
in
right.
LA. Okay.
Anyways.
So the Body in the Snow, the
Ridiculous.
trial of Karen Reed, it's on
Yes,
Max,
this is
five-part series. So
fascinating. Yes.
let's just give you like guys the bullet points because I don't really think there's a point in going episode by episode. It's
Yeah,
the
that's right.
trial and spoiler alert. Her retrial is happening in April. So we'll have updates as that goes on, and
Of
we're going
this
to follow
year.
this case of this year, literally in a couple weeks. So the trial of Karen Reed, like if you remember, gained significant attention due to its really complex circumstances and the involvement of law enforcement personnel.
Yes.
Okay. So in January of 2022, not too long ago, just a little over 3 years ago, Boston police officer John O'Keefe was found dead in the home of fellow officer Brian Albert in Canton, Massachusetts. And Karen Reed, who was dating officer John O'Keefe at the time, was accused of striking him with her SUV and leaving the scene. Okay. So
Okay.
that's the log line. And let me just say, important to keep a note, you know, Irish police officer in Boston. that's like pure blood as you get, you know, like
Sure.
the Irish constituency, especially in Boston, especially in any type of law enforcement or firefighters or things like that, like they're proud and they it you're part of the community kind of thing.
Yeah. Can I expand a little on what you just said? Since I,
Sure.
okay. Because
Nope,
just to
that's
give
it.
a,
End of the doc. That's end of
that's
the
the end of the
show.
documentary.
No
No,
questions.
I just want to add some more context for the listener. So they went out, didn't they like go out to a party or
Yeah, so I
something?
was going to get into that. I was just going
Okay,
to say the long line,
go
but
ahead.
yes, they go out. John O'Keefe and Karen Reid are out drinking, and it should note that like in this town, they're talking about kind of openly drunk driving. You know, it's a very, again, Irish people. It's a very like drinking type of town, and people do drive drunk, and that's
And
just
get
kind
away
of,
with it.
it's just
Yeah.
kind of accepted there. I mean, listen, she's dating a police officer, so you know,
She could get away with it if you
I mean,
think
a little
about
bit,
it.
but everyone else is also drinking. But they get
Right.
invited over to the Alberts, seemingly, for kind of like late night hang with all the friends who are drinking at the bar. They go there, and Karen Reid claims that when they arrived at this at the Alberts house, it just didn't, they had never been there before. They had never been to this coworker's house. This was the
Oh, okay.
first time they were getting invited to the Alberts, the sergeant's house. So it
Yeah.
was kind of a big deal. And when they got there, they thought, Karen at least thought that the house didn't look inviting. She was a little bit like, are you sure they want us over? Like, and so
Okay.
John had agreed, according to Karen, to go inside and sort of check it out, make sure that they were invited first, and he'd come out and come get her.
Okay.
Karen claims, gets out of the car, goes in the house. She's waiting there. She's waiting there. She gives it about 10, 15 minutes. She's
Okay.
texting John. He's not texting back.
That's something that John's across the world do,
And
myself
you
included.
know, right. And keep in mind, they're in a relationship or whatever. And so I think during that time, her text message had gotten heated, being like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you cheating? I mean, like, what is going on? Like, type of
Yeah.
thing. He's not answering back. She leaves and she goes home to go
Interesting.
sleep at his house with his children. Now, they're not really his children. It's important to note with John O'Keefe, just a type of a little bit of a character profile here is his sister had passed away
I see.
from a brain tumor or cancer. I'm blanking on the proper reason for death. But
Okay.
then her husband, they had two children at the time. Her
Right.
husband passed away like a year away after that,
Oh,
like after a heart
God.
attack or something. So these children were essentially orphans. So John agreed to take the kids in like his own. He was very close to them. So that was the type of guy he was. He was sort of fostering his niece and nephew, but he was the
Got it.
parental figure because he was singular in the fact that both parents were dead.
Well, and can I add, just quickly here, that does add a little bit to the story. I mean, think about you're in the
He's not
position
a
of
dick
these.
guy. It doesn't seem like, you know,
Yeah.
cop obviously wants to help out, wants to, you know, super
And
nice guy, it seems.
if you're these kids, my
I know, and
God,
now
now you've
he's dead.
lost,
I know.
three of your parental figures. That's
I thought
crazy.
of them immediately once I found out that detail, and
Yeah.
I didn't know that detail, just something that I it
Do
just
we know their
didn't.
ages if you don't, or I can look it up if you don't know off the
Yeah,
top of
look it
your
up because
head.
I don't
Okay.
know.
Okay. But go
I would
ahead.
imagine they're probably in their young teens now. I actually have no idea.
Okay.
They could be like seven. I have no idea. So, but just to give you a little bit of a character, I thought of them immediately when he died because I'm like,
Yeah.
Jesus, three like parental figures in these kids' lives. Like, you know, it's not like they're 45, like they're young kids.
Right.
Anyway, so she goes back home to his house to go with the kids. Who knew Karen or whatever? She sleeps it off for like a few hours and she wakes up and realizes that John isn't home. So she starts calling her good friend who go then goes over there and they discover John lying in the front lawn over to the sides at the house that Karen dropped him off at the Alberts.
Okay.
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 So
Okay.
that's what we know. Karen's
That's
timeline,
the
I'm just
crime, yeah.
that's the crime I'm telling you, Karen's timeline from Karen's voice. I mean, the thing about this documentary was she is being interviewed in it. And obviously, I don't
Oh,
think she's
okay.
going to be interviewed in a documentary that probably makes her look overly guilty. But what I did like about this documentary was it does give you proper evidence, I feel like, on both sides. That's why I do want you to watch it eventually, because I think I'm curious to hear if you think she's guilty or not. Because by episode two, everyone thought that she was innocent because the woman whose house she was at, she They, you know, as soon as they're investigating, they're searching on the phone and they see that she did a Google search
That's right.
for how it's pronounced. It's she misspelled it, HOS, but she meant how, but obviously she's typing fast. Like, how long to die in
In cold.
cold,
Yeah.
which to me
Well,
seemed almost like a linchpin.
was that her or her friend? I had seen that it might have been her friend that did this.
I'm here. I'm gonna look it
Yeah,
up right
just to be
now.
clear. Yeah, because I want to say what I had read, and again, I did not watch the documentary in case anyone forgot. I had read that her friend, I believe her name was maybe Jessica or something.
The misspelled, no, Jennifer. The misspelled Google
Jennifer.
search was conducted by Jennifer McCabe, who was a friend of John O'Keefe.
There we go.
And the timing of this search is contested in the documentary because
Oh, okay. I was
if
going to ask
you
that
look
too.
at the time of the search, it's at about approximately, let me see if they say it here, 2:27 a.m., which is really
Oh.
when, she thinks like sort of, it seems like Karen had already been home at that point. And this woman at this
Right.
house is Googling how long to die in cold, like
Yeah.
seems really weird. And it's, when you look up a Google search, it does say like what you looked up and how, whatever. So the defense argues, Karen Reed's defense argues that she made this search at 2:27 a.m., implying that this woman, Jennifer McCabe, had prior knowledge of O'Keefe's condition and location. Because why look that up unless you know that John is outside on the
Is in the
lawn fucking
cold.
getting hypothermia or whatever?
Well, can I add? I'll just add here while we're talking about the details. This is where I would say, if I'm looking at these details, I'm like, okay, that's so early that maybe they discovered he had like passed out outside. I know there's more to the story, but, and like the details about his like autopsy, which I'm sure we'll get to. But I'm thinking if I'm looking that up, I'm like, oh, could he have died? Is he dead? Let me look up how long it takes for a body to die in the cold. That's just where I would personally be, personally, but continue.
Well, it's important to note that the reason that the defense is using this as sort of like they knew he was outside was that the prosecution was claiming that John O'Keefe never even stepped foot inside that house. And Karen had, like I said, she was charged with like basically vehicular manslaughter, like had run him over with her SUV.
Right.
So why would the person
Yeah.
inside the house be looking that up at 2:27 a.m.?
That's crazy.
First off, it's all police officers. No one calls it in.
Right,
Like no one's like, oh shit, there's a dead dude outside. But the prosecution here claims that they assert that Jennifer McCabe performed the search at approximately 6:23 a.m., shortly after she and Reed had discovered O'Keefe's body in the snow.
Well,
Now,
what's the evidence of that?
well, there was a person in the trial, and I don't. It was kind of a little fuzzy in the
Yeah.
documentary, but essentially, what they were saying was, the last time Jennifer McCabe, prior to this, how long to whatever, die in snow, had like was on her computer at like 2:30 a.m., like Googling or doing whatever on
Yeah.
her phone. And then when finally she looked up again at 6:23 a.m., the Google search, it took the timeline from when she had last looked on her phone. Apparently, that can happen. So, like, if I hadn't been on my computer in a few hours, maybe you'd see like me looking up
Yeah.
Karen Reed documentary,
Yeah.
but I'm
Two
really
girls
looking that
kiss.
up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Well,
always looking
that's
that
still
up.
happening.
That tab's always open.
Oh my God.
But I
Sorry to
go to
interrupt you,
open my
but yeah.
computer to go look up oranges or something hours later. It's gonna think that maybe I'm looking up oranges at
Oh, I
2:27
see what you're
because that was
saying.
the last time I had like searched
Yeah.
for something.
Right.
So, or later,
Interesting.
or like a
Yeah,
later
yeah.
timeline, so that like I don't know how accurate that is. Like, I'm not like a phone records person.
I
They're
know,
obviously
yeah.
on trial testifying under oath that this happened, could happen. It's all, this is why the evidence is so like, there definitely is reasonable doubt. Like, I'm not sure, long story short, is like, I'm not sure if she's guilty or not.
Right.
The evidence with just him being found in the snow and all this weird stuff does point to probably like accidental vehicular manslaughter that she like backed
Yeah.
up into him. I she wouldn't, she certainly didn't do it premeditated. I don't think that she should be charged with like first degree premeditated murder. I don't think,
Yeah.
and it's also important to note that in the first responders who came to the scene after they called in John O'Keefe's body being found, there were a number of witnesses who said that they heard Reed repeatedly say, "I hit him, I hit him," upon
Oh.
discovering O'Keefe's body. but that's not necessarily true, and there's really no proof of that.
Right.
But you do sort of get into the doc of the troubled relationship between John O'Keefe and Karen Reed, of which there was a lot of angry, up and down, dramatic text messages, mean to each other. These people were not good together, but they
Sort of
weren't
like
like,
domestic, emotional
yes,
turmoil. Yeah.
for sure. People who drink a lot, who go out, I'm sure hot tempered, all the
Okay.
kind of classics,
Typical
classic.
Boston couple.
Exact.
Just kidding.
Typical Boston couple.
Well, I know you're going to keep going. Do we want to talk a little bit, though, about his body? Because wasn't
That's
there
why
a
I was
lot of.
just
You're
going
just
there.
going to get to
So,
it. Okay, good.
yeah, and I want you to ask questions
Yeah.
because, so according to the prosecution, when medical experts for the prosecution testified, again, it's important to notice for the prosecution, they said that O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with being struck by a vehicle, which would
Right.
support the theory of that case.
Right.
But then later with the defense, it's also important to note that the defense said it kind of looked like she was bitten by a dog.
She
He was
was,
he
he
excuse
was,
me, he was like attacked by a dog,
yeah,
and the Alberts had like a
that's right.
very vicious dog that they eventually had to give up because it had bit a few people.
Yeah, like it attacked the neighbor's dog, it bit the neighbor itself, another person from what I read before the show.
Yes, exactly. So, to me, when I was looking at those pictures, to me, it didn't really look like either. I mean, I could see it being sort of hit by a car.
Were they pictures of the body you're looking at?
It
Is that
was
what you
pictures
mean?
of like his arm.
Oh, the arm. Interesting.
You don't really see the whole body, but it's a little confusing because I could kind of be convinced either way. It seems a little odd that he would go into this house, be attacked by a dog, killed, and then thrown out to the snow, considering these are like police officers. Like, I feel like they would have a better way of doing this. That seems unlikely. What does seem more likely is that Karen Reed was so drunk that she probably backed up into him and
Injured him to some degree that.
either injured him that he couldn't get up and it was like a crazy snowstorm and so died of hypothermia or something, or internal bleeding and couldn't move. I don't know. It's really interesting, but I will say that her retrial is scheduled for April 1, 2025.
Oh, this
So
is out around that time. Interesting.
just remember it's happening
Yeah.
this week. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to add something about the dog thing too that I remember that stuck out to me. This is from WJAR, which is a local news station. I'm assuming I should look up exactly where in a second, but the report about this was that the defense highlighted the absence of canine DNA on O'Keefe's clothing. However, a forensic scientist, Terry Kuhn, testified that testing revealed no canine DNA, but did detect pig DNA, which could be attributed to food contamination, and the
Right.
defense argued that degraded or contaminated samples might have also affected the results. So that's an interesting part of this too, because if you're attacked by a dog, this kind of goes into the owl theory of the staircase, right? Like you would have dog DNA on you. I was just thinking about this the other day about my cat, Magic. Hello, welcome to the show. He's over here sitting on the sofa if
Yeah,
you're watching this
he's never
episode.
not been here. Yeah.
No, exactly. But like, I have whenever I vacuum, I'll vacuum my rug in my living room that looks kind of clean. And then I look in the vacuum and I've got a whole other cat in there. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of DNA evidence from my cat in this apartment.
Yes, there is.
And so I would imagine if you're attacked by a dog, especially to the point where you're receiving injuries that are fatal. There has to be something more than pig DNA, right?
It certainly is enough for reasonable doubt, and that's why I think the
Exactly,
jury has been
yes. Good
so.
point.
And here's the problem about like a mistrial and a hung jury is that, and by the way, they kept having mistrials. Like the judge would urge, they were deadlocked, and the judge kept urging the jury to go back and go back and go back. But in July of last year, in 2024, 25 hours of deliberation, the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. So the judge eventually, after the ninth time or whatever, declared a mistrial. And why this is the second best option essentially for the defense. Because the best option would be not guilty, because then she's not going to be convicted of that crime and because she's not guilty. which didn't happen.
Right.
But she's not guilty, or at
Right.
least was
The
not found guilty. So there's enough evidence to support their case in the next
reasonable
trial
doubt.
of saying there's reasonable doubt that Karen Reed did this, but she still has to go through the whole trial again. Also, side note is Michael Proctor, who was actually the lead investigator in the case. His position, and he's horrible on the witness stand, he was actually terminated from the Massachusetts State Police after it was revealed that he sent offensive text messages about Reed during the trial, calling her, see you next Tuesday,
Wow.
say no ass. I mean, it was really like derogatory about her.
Right.
So that didn't look good
Right.
for him to talk about her like that. So.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I would want to know more about that whole situation and that person as well, and maybe we will in this trial. We should also mention, I just doing some like real-time research here. The reason that a lot of you are probably listening and thinking about Double Jeopardy, like how can this be possible if she went to trial already? But because it ended in a mistrial, she wasn't acquitted or convicted. Technically, you're
You're
able
still
to.
going. It's still
You're
going.
still able to be tried again until there is a judgment.
There was no verdict with those 12 jurors. Also, fun, interesting fact here is that a juror from the first trial of Karen Reed, so the one that happened last
Yeah.
year, joined her defense team. Victoria Brophy
Oh.
George joined her. She's an employment lawyer. She joined her
What?
defense team because she was concerned about the investigation's integrity and aims to ensure a fair retrial. Because the defense argues in
Wow.
a lot of ways, and I urge you guys to kind of look at the, it's hard to tell kind of their argument, although I could see it, is that there was a little bit of nefarious business with the police. Like the Alberts didn't come out. Like the sergeant of the police officer like didn't
Yeah.
come out after they found that John O'Keefe was like lying in front. Like he didn't even come outside. Again, he's a sergeant, apparently, maybe this guy's friend. A lot of interesting things that kind of are like showing a possible police cover-up that the police, or at least the defense, is sowing doubt that it wasn't Karen, that perhaps it was police. And if it was police, they're gonna protect their own and they're gonna cover it up. And they're going to blame it on Karen Reed. So that's kind of where the defense is really lying with a lot of the things that they're saying. And there is a little bit of sussiness with the lead investigator getting fired, for talking shit about Karen Reed, them not coming
Right.
outside of the house, kind of at all. It's all a little, there's doubt,
Sus. Yeah.
sus.
I mean, what are your thoughts having watched the documentary? And again, I and me not. What are your thoughts about whether there was like harmful intent from her? Do you get any kind of a suspicion about that as a viewer?
From what is presented in the doc, and I haven't read like the trial transcript or anything, but
Right.
what's presented in the doc? I mean, obviously they're showing the worst days of this couple, and
Right,
any
right.
couple on their worst day can seem horrible, can seem
Yeah.
horrendous. You say things, you know what I mean? I mean, it was obvious that Karen was probably not only inebriated along with him, but they had
Right.
horrible communication style. Like she seemed a little needy. It's one of those things where it's like he's not calling her back because she finds her annoying. So she calls 48 times. It's like they both
Literally
look
48.
kind of, it's like they both look crazy because he's ignoring her and that
Right,
makes her
right.
want it more. And then he's making her seem crazy and she is kind of crazy,
It
but
sounds more immature than anything. I
it's
mean,
really that. I mean,
emotional
it's just like
immaturity, yeah.
emotional immaturity. And when you're showing text messages of someone's worst day, which they tend to be their
Yeah.
most emotionally mature, like, is there intent? I mean, to
Right.
me, I have a higher bar for that. I don't think that there was intent. Do I think that perhaps is it possible that she hit him? Yes, it is. But I think if that's the case, which it very well could be, it was not premeditated and it was
Yeah.
purely accidental. And everyone was just, it was just a really unfortunate circumstance that happened
Yeah.
while everyone was inebriated.
And when you say hit him, just to kind of like for me, just my mental like theater here, are we saying like she dropped him off, he gets out of the car, she like run like backs up into him, not realizing he's like behind the car? Like what's
Kind of.
your
Yeah, that's
okay.
what they're saying. I mean, according to Karen Reed, she's wait, he leaves
Right.
to go into the house and she's waiting there for 10 to 15 minutes. There are eyewitnesses who said early morning when they were doing the trash pickup or whatever, they didn't see John O'Keefe's body there. There were also people who said
Oh.
at 2 a.m. or 1:30 a.m., they did see a woman idly sitting in the car by herself, presumably waiting for John to be inside.
Right.
So there are side eyewitnesses that dove so doubt in the prosecution statement that Karen Reed killed her, however, killed him. However, basically, it's not like he was standing there, she revved her car to
Right,
70
that's what I was
miles an
wondering.
hour
Yeah.
and grand theft autoed him. The argument is like her taillight was broken, and so there
I
were
see.
fragments in the driveway or snow or whatever it was, because it
Right.
was a very snowy day. So she might have like backed up and hit him. I'm not sure
Right.
that the injuries are conclusive to that. And both
Right.
sides are bringing in their medical experts who say something different. And it's like, well, if you're both medical experts and you're coming to a different conclusion, I don't really know what to take of that. The only thing I can take of that is like, there's doubt, and that's
Well,
it.
and that's probably exactly what a juror is thinking in that trial,
I mean, if a
because,
juror is joining her fucking defense team,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
again, maybe she's guilty, but whatever the case they're presenting is clearly fucking horrendous. And I think naturally people are a little bit skeptical of police defending their own because there has been so much
I see
misconduct
what you're
going
saying.
on. I mean,
Yeah.
we're only 2 years post George Floyd. Oh, at this time, not today. I know that
When
we're
that
five.
happens,
When this
yes.
case was happening, there was a lot of distrust in police doing the right thing,
Good
especially when it was
point.
one of their own,
Yes.
hence body cameras and
No, that's a
watching
really
this.
good
So,
point. Yeah.
it's like the OJ
The
trial. It's like
temperature,
if
yeah.
Rodney King didn't happen, would OJ have gone free? And like, I don't know. And
Right.
all of that, even though we're in Boston and everyone's, presumably white and there's not really racial animus
Tensions
here,
the same
animus here,
way.
right?
Right.
Is that effective? Like, maybe,
Yeah.
I mean, I would believe that the police would cover it up for themselves. I would believe
Yeah.
that.
And another thing, not to kind of hop around here, but I just all you're bringing up a lot of really good points that have me thinking of other things. I also am like, well, it's Boston, it's 2020, whatever, too. Shouldn't there be cameras on every corner? So I just did a quick little research on this. CBS News reports that there's surveillance footage from the bars that Karen and John had visited that night before they went to this party, or went to drop John off, I should say, which captured them together appearing affectionate and in good spirits, which is an interesting detail. So whatever got, if we go with the timeline or the theory that things got heated between the two of them, at least at this point in the night, it didn't seem to be happening.
Yeah, and they obviously
However,
agree to go to this party together,
yeah,
where
exactly.
someone could have just gone home.
Right. However, there's no publicly available surveillance footage that captures the moment that Reed allegedly dropped John off at the Albert residence later
Right.
that night. So, this
Because it
to
was at a
me,
residence, you'd have to have a camera
right,
outside.
like a
Not
Ring
everyone.
doorbell or whatever
And
that
even
happens to be
that,
on. Yeah.
it's night, it's down a driveway. It's hard to say. So
Yeah.
there's just a lot of. Could be.
That's the thing. That's what I was going to say is like, yeah, could be, but it in a court of law, it could also be the other way, and that should be enough reasonable doubt for you to have to, as a juror, say, I'm not seeing the evidence here. Now, yeah, we can come up with a story and we can maybe believe it with our own bias, but that's not what a juror is being asked to do, you
Well,
know?
I'm curious. 2.5, well, I guess not even, I guess it's been 3 years since the case, but technically not even a year since the last trial verdict. I
Right.
wonder, A, with this doc, or B, just people speculating, it being popular online, if that's going to affect the jury pool at all,
Yeah,
if
good
that's going to affect
point.
the trial. I wonder if that's why Karen decided to do the doc in order to kind of,
Yeah, that's another very good point
you
to f
know, and
influence
maybe
people.
in some small way.
Yeah.
It certainly made me think about the case in a way that I didn't before, and I highly encourage everyone to watch the doc. Not
Yeah.
you, John, but other people who
Yeah,
are,
not me. I'm apparently
other people who do
incapable.
things. Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed this conversation actually because it's very mysterious, number one. Number two, there's a lot of other things like the dog theory, the Google search. There's a lot of stuff that like on its face seems like it could incorporate into the case, but maybe it actually has nothing to do with anything. I mean, obviously the Google search I think is a very, very big
It all
smoking
depends on
gun.
what time it actually
It
happened.
actually
Like,
happened. Yeah,
that's
good
what's going to
point.
be big. I mean, Also, people say that John's face looked like he had been beaten up really
Yeah,
badly.
yeah,
Are
yeah.
you going to get that from someone accidentally backing up into you? I don't
Right.
know. I've never had that happen. I don't know.
Right,
But
right, right.
if you're going to have a medical expert, I feel like you can't go with anything until you have like 10 out of 10 experts agreeing on something, or
I
9 out of
agree.
10 experts agreeing on something. If it's like 1 to 1, I'm like, well,
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think of the way you're explaining that again, it's like that has to be what a juror was thinking. Like if we're getting two of the same people saying completely opposite things,
And they're both medical
I
experts. Like,
can't.
why are, if we're not medical experts, I'm not
Yeah.
assuming which one's right.
Right. And by the way, this is the state's responsibility. You know, they're
The burden
the
of proof is on them.
is on them. And so if they cannot prove it, then they should not be charging somebody, you know, because you just simply don't know. Unless you can prove it without a reasonable doubt, obviously, then you just don't know, no matter what theory you come up with. And you know,
Agreed.
this rings a little bit like the Adnan Syed case, and there's been a lot of drama in that case the last couple of months again, but in the sense of like, you know, there really isn't enough here to convict him. There was never any like DNA evidence that was ever submitted, and they're putting this kid away for life, 17 years old. Anyways,
Yeah,
really
you'd want it to be an
fascinating
open and shut case, you'd think, if you're going to convict someone like
for
that.
murder, exactly. I
Right,
come well for
right.
anything, but especially murder. But yeah, by the way, guys, the document, the documentary is called A Body in the Snow: The Trial of Karen Reed. It's
It's
on
on
Max.
Max.
Yeah, on Max. It's five quick parts that I could not fit in. No, I just forgot
Not
yet.
quick enough.
But yeah, let us know what you guys think. We're gonna maybe do some updates on this in the coming weeks as her new trial starts. I think that it's gonna be a lot of attention, a lot of headlines probably coming out over the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned and we will certainly keep you posted on what happens. But yeah, A Body in the
Yes.
Snow. And Darren, great job explaining that today for the listeners.
Thank you. I'm curious to hear what everyone thinks about it. So definitely write in the comments. No spoiler alerts, I think, at this point, considering her trial is literally starting next week. So we're all going to hear
Right.
about it. I think people should know by now, at least it ended in a mistrial. But please let us know at Jay Thrasher, at Carpe Darren, what you guys think. Facebook, Patreon, YouTube comments, anything like that. We'd really
Yeah.
love to hear it. So let us know. And let's end with some listener shout outs.
That's right. Yeah, I actually just wanted to give a listener shout out to my friend Lucky. She's a huge fan of the show, Darren. She actually just started it from the
Wow.
very beginning. And
Whoa.
it's funny because she's been texting me like things like, oh, you guys just took a shot and you sound really drunk. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we used to get pretty wasted on the show in our early days of it and our last podcast. So that's been a fun little like, you know, throwback Thursday every single time she's listening. I'm not sure when she will get to this episode, Darren. I think she's a super fan, so it might not take her too long, but I thought it would be a fun little surprise when she gets around to what is this, episode 195 or something
That's
crazy?
so
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah, I'm curious, like, at what point she's going to get to that. Well,
Yeah.
speaking of getting drunk, longtime Patreon supporter Philip commented on our Patreon exclusive episode saying, "We want to see John take a shot of Malort, which is popular in Chicago."
Okay, I was gonna ask you what Malort was. I had never even heard of it
Yeah.
before.
Yes, I want to say it's in
We
Chicago.
love Philip, by the
Yes,
way.
it's a
Philip's.
Chicago staple with a strong acquired taste. It
Yeah.
is a rite of passage for local drinkers. It is a bitter,
Oh.
wormwood-based liquor. Liqueur, excuse me.
Wormwood? I don't know about that, Philip, but I
Malort.
appreciate it. By the way, if you guys want to peer pressure me into drinking on the show, which it sounds like
We
you
all do.
do. You can message us on Patreon and give suggestions for as little as $5 a month and even cheaper if you sign up annually. We really love and appreciate your support. However, you can give it here for the show. We have a lot of bills to pay and time to give. Let's just put it that way. You can join at patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed, or of course, you can click the link in the show notes.
And get your name on our sushi radish board right here for everyone at home to see every
Sushi?
single sushi. And when I'm talking to Snoopy, it's sushi board. It's sushi. She's a
Sashi.
sushi radish.
That's right.
She's a baby. She's a big bee. Sussy radish board for everyone at home to see every single week. Keep pointing, John, because it's super fun.
Yeah.
This is my sesh, and this is
That's
my
your.
sus.
That's right. You got to be
Sesh,
watching on
sus.
Patreon early or on YouTube a day after the episode drops on our podcast feed. I'm going to call out somebody each week, maybe. Maybe this week I'm going to call out Heather. Heather Sussy Radish, thank you so much for being a wonderful Sussy Radish and
Yes.
supporting us this way, Heather.
I'm shouting out Morgan. I got a Morgan.
Morgan, we love you,
Morgan.
Morgan. Thank you so much for your love and support.
Absolutely.
Kisses.
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 Kissies. You're meeting my
Anyway,
dog.
guys,
Kissies.
kisses.
Kissies.
Absolutely. All right, we love you guys. Darren and I are going to see each other this week, you guys. We're really
We'll have some
excited.
Patreon exclusive videos, I think, that we should put up.
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff. So be on the lookout, follow us everywhere, and of course, take care and wash your hair.
Yes, and when wiping your dog, get your feet and your meats, get the bits
What?
and I'm just get your bits and your mitts, because you got to wipe the paws and then you got to wipe the special areas.
Okay, that
Yeah.
was tough. All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk
Okay.
about that this week when I see
This
you.
is
All
my
right.
baby. Okay.
See you
Okay.
guys next time. Bye
Bye.
bye.